going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now the set. A long hold, the 0-1. Swing a long drive right field. Soto back to the track, looking up, and that one is way out of here. Drops down to the Mets bullpen, and that's an early 2-0 lead. Nathaniel Lowe gets a hold of that one. Home run number 9. A no-doubter to deep right center.
All right, once again, Dave Jagler on the call. Last night, Natty Lowe's two-run home run in the first inning, getting the Nats off to a good start that they would carry for about 7.5 innings, and then it would all fall apart. Thanks to Ben Strober for joining us. Little combination on the Wizards. He does the Wizards podcast for Locked On as well. He attacked both me and AMAC in the hallways, and he was just saying he wanted to tear into the Nationals organization.
Well, he didn't attack me. I don't know how the conversation went with you, but
he attacking is maybe a stretch.
Yeah,
but you know, I like to
embellish.
A little embellishment, a little play with words. He definitely was eager and aggressive to say he's done.
Yeah,
with the Nationals player development. And their lack of progress in his eyes. We're going to have a question out of that we'd like to throw to you in just a sec. But first, we have a pretty significant update from Command Land in Ashburn. They're, of course, having minicamp. And what do you know? Already, a guy who just has not been able to stay healthy. A guy who's just not been able to stay on the field, and that is a major, 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 major limitation of him. Noah Brown, he of the Hail Mary catch. I know he had some hands issues at times last year. I got it. He also made some big plays besides the Hail Mary. Noah Brown, who had a lacerated kidney that kept him out of the last 5 weeks of the regular season, 6 weeks of the regular season, and also all 3 playoff games. He's back, but now he's off again. So according to multiple reports, Ben Standing, Nikki Javala, and others that are there, Noah Brown was carted off the field following a catch that he made and falling and hitting hard onto the ground. So basically, the way it's being described, and again, I haven't seen video, is he went down during 7-on-7. He threw his helmet after being helped to the sideline and then was carted off to the main building. Now, for those of you that are unfamiliar with the setup in Ashburn, the field is kind of sunken down, and it's a significant ways away from the building, right? So it's not the end of the world that he was carted off from the sideline, from the field. It would have, to me, been worse if he wouldn't have been able to get up from the field and had to be carted off the field. But it looks like, it sounds like, he was carted off the sideline. If I'm interpreting how their texts are coming through, how their tweet updates are coming through, I should say, that he slowly walked to the sideline with assistance and then was carted up to the building. But Noah Brown hurt already? Not a good sign. They're counting on Noah Brown. They're counting on him. They let Alamide Zaccheaus go. They let Jamison Crowder go. And, of course, they let Diami Brown go. And even some of their younger back end of the roster guys are not with them anymore. Bryce and Jermaine, whatever. They didn't. They drafted, obviously, Jalen Lane, but he's not expected to significantly contribute as a receiver early on. And maybe not at all in his rookie year. We know there were development issues at times with Luke McCaffrey. They did, of course, bring in Deebo Samuel. Right now, they don't have Terry McLaurin, as we've talked about nonstop. So for Noah Brown to already be injured, and who knows what the injury is. Maybe it's just he got the wind knocked out of him. Maybe just a hard fall, whatever the case might be. I mean, I certainly want to see where this goes from here, and we might not get any sort of definitive update anytime soon until they leak it to Ian Rappaport or Jeremy Fowler. But the point of the matter is, it's not a good sign. Not a good sign that Noah Brown's already hurt. And again, there's one thing that has truly limited, if not stopped, Noah Brown in his career, and that's injuries. And it happened here last year. And it happened in Dallas, and that's why Dallas traded him to Houston, and that's why Houston let go of him after a year, because he was hurt last camp. He's got size. He can run routes. He can get open. He can create separation. There is no doubt Noah Brown can contribute to this team if he can stay on the field. And that's been the number one problem in his career. And again, as you go through the position group, you say, well, right now, how could you not say? There's a lot of questions, starting with Terry. But Noah Brown obviously getting hurt doesn't help that. The fact that, again, at least my expectation is that Jalen Lane will be limited in terms of his impact as a receiver, probably for the first half, three quarters of the year, if not more. And obviously, Debo's dealt with some injuries. So you got a lot of things going on. If, say, Luke McCaffrey doesn't make a big jump year one to year two, and I'm not giving up on him by any means, that could be a significant problem. Again, no rush to judgment. It is better that he got carted off from the sideline and helped off, as opposed to having to be carted off from the field. There is a difference. So I will take that into account. So hopefully it's just a wind knocked out of him, just beat up, banged up, whatever it might be, feeling something, whatever the case might be. No reason to rush him or risk it, but, you know, listen, it's a problem, right? It is. It just is. All right, so I wanted to pass that along with the unfortunate breaking news there. All right, let's get to this. Something that Ben said, which we have discussed in indirect ways from the Ken Rosenthal column, because I got to admit, I didn't realize that Mackenzie Gore is at around the same major league service time as Juan Soto was when the Nationals traded Juan Soto. And C.J. Abrams has got less service time than that. I believe it's about a year less, roughly. But certainly he's inching closer, not further, in Major League service time to where he can get a contract extension or where he can be a free agent. I.e., he can get a contract extension now. And they've talked to him about a free agent, about a contract extension, about a long-term deal. Obviously weren't able to work things out. Then what happened at the end of last year happened. And he's still up and down. Until last night, he had been largely quiet the last week, week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it was. Great game last night. Broke out. Let's see if he continues that tonight against the left-hander and David Peterson. But Ben brought up the point that he feels the Nationals are closer to trading away Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore and or C.J. Abrams, as opposed to truly contending. And I wonder if you feel the same way or if that's just, I don't know, a controversial, polarizing spin. I do not think right now Mackenzie Gore or C.J. Abrams are really going anywhere. I do not think that right now. And if one of the two were to go, it would be C.J. Abrams, not Mackenzie Gore. I do not feel they're going to trade either one of them before the deadline. So then the next window would be the offseason. I do not believe that's going to happen because I believe this team is closer to contending, maybe a peripheral contending, than they are to blowing it up. In 2022, when they traded Juan Soto, they were much closer after struggling for 2 years post-COVID or at the start, I guess, when they bounced back from COVID, then the 2021 season, and then half of 2022, maybe more. I think they were closer to having a true hard reset and rebuild than they are right now. They had nothing, for the most part, in the farm system. I mean, sure, they had Brady Howe. I got it. But they didn't have the four studs they got back in this deal and a potential fifth stud in Yarlene Susana. So to me, they needed to hit the reset button. They needed to trade Juan Soto. They needed to basically implode, to rejuvenate, regenerate the farm system. I don't believe they need to do that with Mackenzie Gore or C.J. Abrams. I really don't. And here's the thing. If I thought they were absolutely stripped bare, barren, I would say it. I'm not beholden to the Nationals. I don't run around with fear as long as I don't make anything super personal. I don't feel their farm system is desperate for the transfusion that they were when they traded Juan Soto. Even though they know that Scott Boras represents a bunch of these guys and that they indeed might lose them. I think a year from now, when Mackenzie Gore is, what, a year and a half away from free agency, is different than right now, or even this winter. So the answer for me is no, I don't think they should trade them. I don't think they are further away from legitimate contention so that you should trade these guys. And basically Ben's point was, you know, again, they're closer to trading these guys and hitting the deck again than they are to playoff contention. I feel opposite. I could be wrong. He could be right. But because I don't feel there's the desperate need like there was 3 years ago to hit the implode button, I'm going to hold on and say, all right, listen, I might not get as much for Mackenzie Gore a year from now as I would now. I might not get as much for C.J. Abrams. But I'm willing to say, you know what? Maybe they improve their stock. Certainly Mackenzie looks like he is. Maybe C.J. Abrams becomes more consistent. Let's do that. So I think they are closer to contention than to hitting once again the implode button and trading one or both. Ben feels opposite. What do you feel? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Chris in Damascus, our only guy that really, really, really cares about the Nationals that calls this show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I'm glad I didn't know Ben Stover was such an ally. I appreciate all his comments, and I'm glad we have another guy on the station that is a baseball fan.
Absolutely. Although he did, I got to be honest, I didn't ask him on the air. He said he turned the game off when they didn't score in the 10th inning.
Yeah, that may be youthful exuberance.
Exactly.
But or frustration, but that's a help. That can that's a healthy thing in some instances, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I mean, if you're not passionate, then what's the point? So I'll go from there. My whole basis is the Lerner family being transferred and Mark Lerner and all them and how much money they want to spend and all that. That's all true. There are several things that they could, would, or should have done. If you recall that Rizzo wanted to sign Christian Walker before he was denied that finance, and then they ended up with Nathan Lowe. And so I'm monitoring that one. There were a couple relief pitchers they could have done. But here, I got a general overall question for you, sir, and you will appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight Gooden was called up when he was 19 years old. You recall that?
Yeah, oh, sure, absolutely.
And I'm of the belief that pitchers only have so many bullets in their gun until their arm might blow.
Yeah.
I'm thinking why not call up Travis Sikora? He's pitching so well.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's maybe only a double A, but add him, because the obvious weakness at this point to me is the bullpen. And
that's one of them. There's no doubt about that.
And third base, we kind of got a little unlucky with Paul DeJong getting hurt,
mm-hmm.
but we're waiting on Brady House. And so I don't know what other moves I would have made, but I'm of the belief of calling up these pitchers. I know Rizzo said, "Hey, I don't care if you throw 100 miles an hour." Or if it's ball four.
Right.
So I just wondered how your philosophy on calling up.
I think it's a great question. For me, I am of the thought, especially being that Sikora missed a bunch of time to start the year, that his development was set back a little bit. I would like to see him get an opportunity to make the rotation out of spring training next year. I think it's possible, although unlikely, that he could be called up in September when the minor league season shuts down. But not now.
I got one more thing for you,
mm-hmm.
in regards, because the Lerner family is the Mark wants to keep them, but I think the other kids want to sell.
Yep.
And I'm scared to death of that, because they'll be in Nashville before we can see our eyes before our face, or something like that with Ted Leo. I don't trust Ted. And there's a looming impending labor dispute coming up this coming year.
Right.
And I wonder if that's also holding them
back. That could. That could. Chris, I gotta let you run because we're
appreciate
way
your time. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. We're way past it. We gotta get back on track. That could be I haven't given much thought to that. Sikora I would not expect to see here until September, and more likely an opportunity to make the team out of spring training next year on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got to let it hit. Just that point. Oh, California girls. One of the all-time favorites, right? Growing up, I can't tell you how many times on the Belt Parkway on Long Island and Queens and Brooklyn, and that I would hear this on WCBS FM 101.1, which was my dad's favorite station. And we just rock, man. We just rock. Of course, I'm old, so a lot of people don't know the Beach Boys. A lot of people don't know California Girls. A lot of people don't know the greatness of Brian Wilson, who passed away at the age of 82. 82. What a great career. Just a tremendous career. Co-founder of the Beach Boys. It just sucks. We're all getting older. Everything hurts. Of course, people that made beloved music and the soundtracks of our youth and the soundtracks of our adulthood are unfortunately just getting to a point where their bodies just can't hold up anymore. In case you're not familiar with the Beach Boys, some of these songs won't necessarily hit like they do for me, but Help Me Rhonda was great. I Get Around was great. Good Vibrations was tremendous. Surf City, oh, I mean, so many hits. So many hits. What's this? Bermuda? Oh, I mean, so many great, great, great hits. When music was real. AMAC just throwing his head back and just, yeah, like, when you could actually understand the lyrics, when you could sing along to the lyrics, when they made sense.
Just stop.
Instead of all the gibberish that you hear today.
Just stop.
The Beach Boys. Brian Wilson, rest in peace. We will take a quick timeout for the trending alert to get back on schedule, and then we will get back to your calls. I see you, Larry and La Plata. You'll be first up, Mitch. We'll get to you guys. The Nats, we mentioned the Commanders with the Noah Brown injury, and we opened up with Dan Quinn, how cool it was to talk about developing people, developing coaches, because that is indeed important. But let's do the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, the Nationals dropping a disappointing one last night, which they had a 3-0 lead, a 4-2 lead going into the bottom of the eighth. They eventually went into extras and lost 5-4 to the Mets in 10 innings at Citi Field. Tonight, they'll try and do it again. Jake Irvin, been a little inconsistent of late. 5-2, though, overall, with a 4.02 ERA. He'll be opposed by tall left-hander David Peterson, who's 4-2 with a 2.80 ERA. Game at 7:10, 6:40 the coverage over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app and the Nats Radio Network for Charlie and Dave. Meanwhile, the NBA Finals is finally back tonight. Oklahoma City, Indiana, Game 3. A series tied 1-1 tip just after 8:30 after that arduous travel from Oklahoma City all the way to Indianapolis. And the two teams will square off, and we will see who takes the 2-1 lead. Meanwhile, the Mavericks have joined the Houston Rockets and the Minnesota Timberwolves in denying the New York Knicks' requested permission to speak to their respective head coaches, Jason Kidd, Ime Udoka, and Chris Finch, as they try and look for a replacement with Tom Thibodeau. And from the NHL, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, not until tomorrow night, because the NBA decided to stretch out their schedule. So tomorrow night in Sunrise, Game 4, the Panthers up 2-1, but the Rangers and the Ducks are working on a trade that would send potentially Chris Kreider to Anaheim, according to Emily Kaplan of ESPN, and that's what's trending.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we went away from the greatness of the Beach Boys to whatever this is. Oh, this is fine. This is fine. I just want to rub it into AMAC that real music was made in the 60s and 70s. And whatever is made nowadays is just, yeah.
Do you, I feel, you know what you're doing, right?
Oh, I very much know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I figure if I'm going to be constantly called out for being negative, for being a ball buster, for agitating, I might as well just go full hell in a handbasket towards the end. I mean, I might as well. My days might be numbered on planet Earth. You never know. So I'm going to go out swinging. I'm not going to go out looking at strike three. Screw that. I'm going to go out swinging, so I'm also going to make your life miserable.
So why can't you just uplift? Like, what's wrong with that?
Uplifting music would be great. It's kind of the kind of stuff that Metal Chris listens to. That's uplifting. All right. Let's get back to it on the phones here. Nats with a loss last night, 5-4 in Waka. Listen, again, too many outs required out of the bullpen. One run in the final eight innings. Another runner thrown out on the base paths, this one at home, as they were trying to take a 4-0 lead. You can't make those. You might be able to make those mistakes against the Marlins this weekend, the Rockies next week here at home. You might be able to get away with it. You're not going to get away with it at Citi Field against the Mets. All right, let's go to Larry in La Plata next up on the Team 980. Larry, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Larry.
I couldn't resist the opportunity, even though we're about a month, a little bit more than a month out, and y'all are going to cover this in much more detail as we get closer.
Sure.
We have the number one pick.
Correct.
In the Major League draft this year.
Yep.
And for the first year in a number of years, there's no clear cut.
Correct.
Number one prospect. I mean, there is a high school infielder, Ethan Holliday.
Yep.
There is probably the best prospect of them all, a high school pitcher by the name of Seth Hernandez, and a steady, good college pitcher by the name of Cade Anderson out of LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And you know as well as I do, you don't draft a high school pitcher with the number one or the number two pick. But Seth Hernandez looks like, you know, the LA Times called him the next great pitcher coming out of California.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, what are your thoughts? Do you roll the dice on a high school pitcher?
I am very sensitive, to that because there's so much development that has to go. But I can't say it hasn't worked. Obviously, it has. And it did. Steven Strasburg, perfect example. Just one that, of course, comes
he
to mind.
He was in high school. No, he came out of San Diego State.
Oh, that's right. You're right. My bad on that. You're right.
You have to go back to, like, David Clark.
Yeah. I'm trying
the
to
old Texas Ranger.
So I'm trying to look through my notes here that I have from a top amateur scout. I'll just leave it at that. Okay. He said, so I'm just gonna give you a couple of quotes without telling you who told me. But just trust me on this. He said, some would argue Hernandez, I'm just not taking a high school righty 1-1. So that you're not the only one that is concerned about that. Trust me, he's a top amateur scout, okay? There's more that he gave me, but he has talked all along about how it truly is. You know, Ethan Holliday was the name immediately mentioned when the Nats won the number one overall pick last summer by a lot of the industry experts. Oh, that's the guy. That's the obvious guy. That hasn't been the case really since, I think, late last year, and it hasn't carried on to this year. He is an option, but he is not the clear-cut number one. I don't know where Rizzo is going to go, but if I had my guess, he would probably like to add pitching. And for that reason, I can't rule out any one particular prospect just because I think they're going to lean starting pitching because that's in Rizzo's DNA. And quite honestly, that's a lot of the shortcomings of the system and the major league roster right now.
Well, I know, again, LSU is usually in there and, you know, close to the finals for the World Series playoffs and for the World Series in college. I don't know if LSU is still in contention, but Cade Anderson has gotten better as the year progressed.
Yep.
He's the clear number three. We will have an opportunity, hopefully, and again, I'm not sure if they're still in it or not.
They are.
Anderson,
yeah.
But
Anderson, from what I know about him and what I've been told about him, you know, is a high floor starter with a solid ceiling. Like, I don't know if he's ever going to be, like, dominant, but he would probably, if he turns out to be what his stuff is in college, and once he gets through whatever stint in the minor leagues, and we were talking earlier about bullets in the arm and with Sakura, and hopefully Sakura is what people think Sakura is. If you can have Mackenzie Gore, Sakura, and then say, again, a guy like Anderson, that's a heck of a 1-2-3 if it all works out and if they stay healthy. You know, so, I mean, I'm going to be talking more about this as we get closer. But, yes, you're right, the number one overall pick. And I also wouldn't can they trade that number one overall pick? I can't They can't,
no.
Right? Yeah, I don't think they can.
No, no.
Right. So
I'll let you go, Chris.
Yeah.
Your opinion. Up to you. Do you roll the dice on Hernandez or not? You personally. The high schooler. They're saying he's the next Garrett Cole.
Right. I would never let past history deter me completely. But because there's so much development there and there's probably more, you know, there, of course, there's more seasoning and more development than, say, Skeens coming out of LSU. I think it's probably going to be, 3 years before you get a high school pitcher? And that might be too long to wait, quite honestly, for this team. So I would probably tend to say no and go elsewhere. That's what I would probably tend to say.
Thank you, Chris.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you. Good call. Yeah, the Nats, number one overall pick. You know, and again, I don't know as much as many others, so I'm not going to pretend to be an expert. But there are all sorts of mock drafts out there right now, and you can read them and you can kind of process them. I mean, one on Yahoo's got Ethan Holliday, which, again, is the name you hear the most of. But from what I've heard, Jamie Arnold from Florida State, left-hander, and Cade Anderson, the left-hander who we were talking about from LSU, those two guys basically think Max Fried, Garrett Crochet. That's what I've been told. And again, Seth Hernandez out of high school, very talented, 6'4", top-end velocity, you know? That's kind of risky. When you have the number one overall pick, you can't risk. I'd rather take maybe a lower ceiling guy and less risk. That's me. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Mitch in Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going, Chris?
Hello, Mitch.
How are you doing? I agree with you. That is the 60s and 70s, the best music, 80s, best movies.
Attaboy. You should know that I'm not as big of a movie guy, but there were some great movies in the 80s and the early 90s.
You're uncultured.
AMAC said it's because I'm not cultured. Would you agree that if you grew up listening, how old are you, Mitch? You're in your 50s, right?
63.
Oh, 63.
I'm 3 times older than Ben.
I mean,
Ben
so,
was really making me feel old.
So you've got some years on me. I mean, and you grew up in Jersey, right?
No, Staten Island.
Oh, Staten Island. You remember the station that I'm talking about, right? WCBS FM 101.1, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Cousin Brucey, all of that. That was music. That was the greatest music of all time, period.
I know.
None of this gibberish even comes close. I mean, none of it even comes close. I mean, you can't even understand half of what they're saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry, AMAC. If I don't know the artist, I don't want to hear the music. I'm sorry. I'm too old.
No, don't be sorry to AMAC. I mean, he deserves it. he deserves to get slapped around a little bit.
No, I want to keep the peace.
Yeah, there you go.
And just imagine had Ronnie Wilson had taken care of himself. You know, he had a lot of drugs. His brother, and they knew this guy, the Infinity, the hippie culture,
yep.
Ruin, that last name, but let's not mention his name, what might have been. And with that draft, I would go. I wouldn't mind either Seth Hernandez or Ethan Hawley. I would take the hitter. I want to see one of these guys up there by the time they're 20, in the second year, hopefully. I don't want to see the Nats training the guys. Keep them long term, but you don't have to right now. I want to, even with bringing up Dylan and House, I still want to see him make a trade. I know that the bullpen is not that good, but especially the last night's game, had to add a little more offense. You keep waiting,
Well, part of the problem is they signed three relievers, and they've cut them all in the first 2 months of the season. So, yeah, of course, when you – now, are they more talented with Cole Henry and the left-hander Jose A. Ferrer and Finnegan and whatever? Yes, absolutely. And they've been better over the last month or so. But when you have three relievers that you signed to be part of the major league roster and they're all gone by the end of May, you can't possibly not feel that effect. And that was kind of what I had an issue with Davey last night. You know, I know Gore wasn't great early on, but he kind of settled down. 89 pitches through six innings, man, that's nothing. He's got to go out and start the seventh. He's your ace. He's your stud. You're on the road against a better team, a better lineup. He's got to start the seventh inning. You can't ask your bullpen to get, in my opinion, nine outs. And then ultimately, they were going to ask them ultimately to get 12. And obviously, they only got the nine, and they blew the lead in between. So,
He didn't lead the league in no decisions. And that run on second base to start the extra innings, I think it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, when you don't score in your top of the frame, it's almost a guaranteed loss.
Right. We got to make a trade. I heard Corey Seager might be on the market. Oh, I would love to have Seager.
He's been struggling. He was here this weekend. He's been struggling. He's got a big contract. I don't know if I would want. I'm not the biggest, from a consistency standpoint, I'm not the biggest C.J. Abrams guy, but I don't know if I would, and they certainly, I can't imagine, would take back that contract. Mitch, I got to let you run up against the clock, and God knows I like to blow it, but I appreciate it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, back to the Commanders in just a moment on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I think it's why, we all have, people that can help on that side. So I can have the relationship as the coach and the ball player and the man. And so, just keep cool head about it and, keep communication up, which, Terry and I certainly do. So I think the main thing, expect the expected. Sometimes the business and football can get contentious and difficult, but it never has to be with the people that are inside the locker room and doing that. And so I've learned that, through the years, and easy advice to follow.
That is head coach Dan Quinn when talking about the Terry McLaurin situation. In case you didn't hear that yesterday when we did a lot of Terry McLaurin, we won't do really anything today, with the exception of the acknowledgement that Noah Brown got hurt. And that can be a problem. But Quinn is just a wordsmith. He's not telling you anything that is intricate and full of crap that you have to decipher, right? For the most part, he's kind of just telling you how it is. Yeah, we have a bunch of people dealing with that stuff. It allows me to keep the relationship with the player and the business of football. And that's exactly how he should handle it. That's not his department. He'll coach who they give him. Obviously, I'm sure he has more than said, hey, man, would really like Terry McLaurin here. Would really like to see old 17 here. But Dan Quinn's too smart to make an inflammatory comment, to stupidly send his star player a text outlining the fine schedule like Zach Taylor reportedly, allegedly did to Trey Hendrickson. We opened the show almost 2 hours ago with something that I thought was really cool from Dan Quinn's press conference in the 12 o'clock hour today about player development, people development, coach development. I thought it was really cool. Many of you don't care, but I thought it was really cool. But you see why that guy is somebody that almost everybody that has played for him or that knows somebody that really, really, really enjoyed playing for him, you see why that is the case. You see why all of these coaches, Cliff Kingsbury could have been the head coach of the New Orleans Saints if he probably wanted it. He had no interest. Not no interest, but he wanted to come back. And yes, it helps to work with Jaden Daniels, but they all come in here to work for Jaden Daniels, with Jaden Daniels. A lot of that is Dan Quinn, and you just hear it every time he talks. Every time he talks. All right, coming up in hour number three, I want to get more into the Commanders, and I want to get into something that they did not do three times already this week, and whether that's an issue or not. I'll explain on the other side of three on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.